Hey yo, firecracker, whitey cracker, throwing up the spot. Say, here comes the honky with the 16 shot. Clip, let him rip, you better duck as a buck. I get quick when I slip, now you're out of luck. So rip, tin, tin, I'm scoring a tic-tac-toe. Throwing a 4-5-6, then I'm scooping up the toes. So hold up, swiftly diddly, wait a minute. Eight arms to go around and eight legs to come with it. So hellos, fellows, I'm feeling kind of mellow. Brews for the clues to keep the brain like jellos. So as it flows, follow the nose that always knows. His shit, so let me spin it around like a merry-go-mac. Daddy pimp, not a sim with a limp. If you feed it for the flavor, get the hint.
Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Romaine Walters.
I'm tired of all these rappers saying honky all the time.
But Andy, they're white. So it's okay, isn't it? Plus they're saying honk us, not honky.
No, they said full on honky.
My honkers.
This dude, we're watching a young black teenager.
Three guys on, by the way.
Yeah. This dude is wearing a Star of David medallion.
Okay.
I guess he's Jewish. Young black Jewish teenagers.
The one with the braids was in House Party 2.
Yeah.
Really? He was a white roommate.
Oh.
I thought he was rapping at the show. Give me the mic, man. I know it like a fat booty. Grab a 40. Oh, welcome back, people. How you guys feeling?
You know, these young black teenagers, they're kind of speaking to me, you know, because they're white and they're rappers, you know, and it's like, I finally found someone who's like, it's like me up there, you know?
How many white rappers you didn't influence? None?
I don't think any. They weren't around long enough.
Less than none?
They weren't around long enough. They had like a couple, they weren't even hits. They were just videos that got played. I don't even think they had hits. Tap the Bottle, maybe a little bit.
I wonder who produced them.
I don't know.
Chocolate Brothers, were they trying to...
I don't know. They were down with Public Enemy because they're from Long Island. At least one of them was. At least one of them was. Public Enemy was down with Vanilla Ice before he blew up. Chuck D was like, yeah, he was just the guy who was rapping. The image thing took over.
Somebody trying to pass.
Well, his name was Vanilla Ice. I mean, he was not trying to pass. He was clearly, his name was White.
Yeah.
Vanilla.
Trying to, not so much pass, but to appropriate the culture.
Remember Milkbone?
Yes. Remember Jesse James?
No, I don't remember Jesse James.
Jesse James was, what was his one song? I can't remember the name of that song. It was all these little fly-by-night one-hit white dudes for a minute.
Huh.
Jesse James, I don't remember.
I don't even want to try and go on the YouTube search.
Do you remember what his song was?
I can't remember the name of it.
If you look up YouTube, if you put Jesse James, you're gonna get a bunch of different people.
Yeah.
Can you put
a Milkbone?
Jesse
he
James
had like two. He had two eyes.
Oh, Jesse James rapper. I'm searching that. Jesse James.
White dude looks like a surfer.
No, these aren't even. No, Jesse James. Christian rapper just came
Christian
up on
now.
YouTube. I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe this is him, Jesse James.
What's he look like?
Hold on, this is queuing up the video. This is the video. I don't know if this is.
You rapping in church.
And because I want him quickly, not to take too much time, but I want to have him share for you young people. And
young folks in your hip hop,
God's Army T-shirt.
But I think everybody's going to be blessed by this testimony tonight. He's going to share a little bit about, and it's going to be.
I'm going to jump ahead. I'm going to jump ahead. This is a long video. I'm talking
Bang
to
him.
You know, no, that's the black dude.
I don't know where I would be without him.
Is he going to do a song?
That ain't him.
That is a white girl talking.
Why is she barefoot in church?
No, she's wearing shoes.
She's wearing some like flats. That's what it is.
Yeah, like flats.
She's the most unchurched dressed people I've seen in a while.
They're part of God's Army.
It's probably a youth night. That's probably what it is.
I'm waiting for the song. I keep. There we go.
I can't tell.
Hallelujah.
I can't tell what she's saying.
Somebody's been calling me. Who's clapping?
Everyone.
Probably sister Edna in the corner. I'm like, oh, well, this is very nice.
Look at the old white guy behind him. He don't know what to do.
Clapping on the 2 and 4. Now he just moved to the 1 and 3.
Well, everybody, give a thug a hug for Jesus. Everybody, let's
a hug our friend.
Clapping on the 1, and then on the and no,
then
next,
the 3, next, and then he
measure on the 3, and then back to the 2, and then.
What was the other one? Milkbone.
M-I-I.
Yeah, I think he like two did, eyes.
Yeah.
Milkbone, keep it real.
Yeah.
There's also Where to Party At.
Yeah, keep it real. This the joint.
This is okay. This is Milkbone. This is the video.
Oh what? Oh snap! It's the video. I've never seen the video.
You don't keep it very real, there.
But I remember him being.
Where's he from?
New York. I'm sorry, New Jersey. But he laid on Tri-State. Tri-State was.
Gesturing wildly,
and he was dope. He was dope too.
It was mid '90s.
Yeah.
Sounds mid '90s.
Yeah, this is. Cracking on practice cops. You couldn't
handle when I'm deep like a diver. The cookie corner canal. Keys. That Minded by Nature sound. Doom, 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 doom.
Yeah, he. I think he ran with it for a little bit too. He did like a bunch of different shit with people.
KG is producer. This sounds like a KGB.
He's wearing a Naughty by Nature sweatshirt.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why it must be KG produced. Yeah. It sounds like KG.
And yeah, and his track is fire, man. Like, there's a 10 minute freestyle of Jay-Z and Big L of this, too.
This guy can rap.
Yeah.
What happened to him?
That's very mid 90s.
I wonder what happened to him. This guy can rap.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
He's Christian now.
I think he's making some new stuff, but like, he had this beef with Eminem because he felt like.
Oh, he took my spot.
He felt like they jumped over him.
Took my spot.
And he was like, I've been here too, and I'm good. And he's good. But
yeah. This guy's good. Okay, so look up Milkbone, y'all.
Yeah.
He's this song is called Keep It Real. He's got a few others, but we're not going to go through the whole catalog.
He's got Milkmaid's catalog, his 5-song catalog.
Yeah.
Where's the Party At? That's one of his songs.
Yeah, but I knew that beat. That beat's definitely like. KG.
This is Where's the Party At?
Oh, yeah.
It's hype.
Talent plus one.
All right.
You should have brought your
stop with the skits. Like, that's talent, the comedian.
Yeah, so we could get our swerve on.
Get our swerve on. It's comedy.
Come on. There's a little party over here. It's too hot. Get my crew props. Let them
all right.
I'm shouting out to everybody on the ass.
Yeah.
With scuffle scabs for buckshot.
I'm about to rip this off of you.
And the bully hey, blocks don't stop the track. It's all like that. I'm die hard like Bruce Willis and the Biggie Small Thumb. This party is the illest. Where's the party at? There's a party over here.
That's KG.
Yeah.
There's a party over here. That's that Jeanne song. Yeah.
This is from a soundtrack. Is this from a soundtrack? Set It Off?
I don't see it. You have to step
well,
off.
They have songs in Set It Off, too. So maybe KG did the soundtrack.
Maybe.
We're at the Draft House. There's a crying
baby.
Child. There's a crying baby. Someone's just trying to raise a daughter. Nas is in this video.
Yes.
Bill Bellamy's in this video. This has got to be for a movie.
Hey, that means Milkbone's legit then. I didn't even know that.
Talent? Right
out here. It's comedy. Talent did a couple of it. He did this video, he did the Heavy D video.
Yeah.
Tommy, that's another dude. Real funny. Real funny. So everybody get up on down, cause we're
when I'm around the moon with the groove. It's the bomb sound.
Where's the party? The party's loud. All right.
Yeah. It was all right.
All right.
I won't steer you wrong, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
I'm not going to steer you wrong.
That was back when there could only be one white rapper.
Yeah.
Now there's a bunch. They're all over the place.
And 70 of them stink.
I don't mean just Iggy Azalea. I mean, there's a bunch of white rappers.
She's actually falling off. She had to cancel her tour.
Mac Miller is white.
Yeah.
Poor ticket sales.
Logic is white. Logic from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Chet Hayes.
Well, he's not really a rapper. He wants to be a rapper.
Well, he can say nigger, though.
Well, he might be able to around his friends.
And his dad? You think his dad allows that?
Well, everyone's putting on Tom. Everyone's like, Tom Hanks' son. I'm like, this dude's a grown man.
Yeah, well, he's a grown man.
Stop making it Tom Hanks' problem.
Yeah, he's a grown man.
Hey, I got a quick question. You think Rachel's ever said it? You think Rachel
Dolezal?
Rachel?
No.
No,
she's very
respectful.
No, she would never say that.
Very respectful.
I think she'd like, she took on everything and it was like, accept that.
Yeah, she would never do that. She would be the one that would go lecture rappers on why they shouldn't say that. She'd be that one.
Yeah.
Be like, her and Shirley Chisholm lecturing people. She'd be the one to do that. Right? You're bringing down our race. And she was the one who engineered the nigger party for the NAACP.
I wouldn't be surprised if she was on it too. She was on the panel, just like, hey,
we need to bury this word. This word is just so spiteful towards us. I mean, yes, us.
I'm queuing up, by the way, a Chet Hayes video. That's Chet Hanks' rap name. It's Chet Hayes.
It ain't going to be Milkbone.
This is called,
let's just get that out.
This is called Do It Better. It's from 2012. He might have gotten better since then because he was just a young rapper then. Now he's a slightly older rapper. Chet Hayes. The song, come on, is enough with the fucking... I hate when the credits roll at the beginning of the video. Just play the song. Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's called Do It Better.
Yeah, well, Milkbone did.
Okay.
All right.
Here we go.
Let's go. I heard all about you. Everybody say you're trouble. They want to be around you.
He's not rapping yet. Give it a little time.
Sing the hook, you know?
And I think I'm up for that.
It's not that bad up top. Just a match.
Before you break it down, you bring it. Is he ever gonna rap?
No.
You were the baddest girl around and you let everybody know. You got that heat, you on fire, you got that swag, you got that gold.
He might be the best actor in the family.
Oh, it is though. Okay.
He ain't gonna rap.
I'm gonna go to his other video. This one's called Another Chance.
Shout out to Avery, the man behind the music.
Yeah,
the
memos, shout
the
out.
Beast.
Shout beast. Just get to it. Get to the point. Does he sing or does he rap?
Seems like a Nelly type.
I guess.
He ain't gonna rap.
This is him.
He ain't rapping.
I'm not gonna. I'm one more. This one's called Chet Hayes Freestyle, and he better be rapping.
Oh my God!
It's boy Chet Hayes. I'm in the studio finishing up.
It's your boy. This is 2010.
My homie just showed me this beat, and I mean, it's like unanimous decision.
Enough with the credits.
Check it out. This means he can't rap. By the way, all this talking.
He's your boy, though. How can you talk about your boy that way?
Stab you with the ski pole in your peephole. Hey, creepo, I'm sharp like the space needle. Nobody's equal to me, cause I'm the fucking illest. So listen while I tell you what the deal is. And if you don't feel this, fuck you, cause I'ma kill this. I'm a young gun, you are old bitch like your name's Phyllis. Shit, I told you I'm the realest. And if you talk, it's
fine. That's fine. About
Willis? I rock Gotti bling, I let the side sting. Step to
yeah,
me,
made me feel like Milkbone did.
Rodney King by four cops, busting off like four sides.
Yeah, made me feel like Milkbone did.
Milkbone had a much better.
Just saying words to say words.
Yeah, it's just rhyming. Yeah. It's a freestyle, though. That's what a freestyle is, you know? You don't have to focus on everything.
You don't get to see everything.
No, you just do what you do, you know? So that's Chet Hayes.
Oh, God.
That's
got some sense of structure.
He wants to say nigger. Look up the story.
Oh, he doesn't want to.
Not going, yeah.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
He's not advocating. He's not campaigning for a rule
around,
change.
Because he's around those brothers. They're going to get his ass kicked for him.
Well,
it's
funny because his argument is similar to what young black teenagers used to say about how it's a culture and we can call ourselves black. It's a culture. And we're not talking about a race. And he kind of threw that out. He was like, oh, this is just culture. This is people say it. Mm-hmm. So it turned from the word black to the N-word. Culture. So it's
and
the same.
And everybody was like, you're Tom Hanks' kid. Shut the fuck up. Right.
Yeah.
Well, spoiled rich boy.
Yo, this is an interesting time to live in, to be honest. Like, we're in the middle of a change of a lot of different things and a lot of different cultural shifts, a lot of different cultures emerging. A lot of this, like you said before about you learned racism one way and then 5 years later there was another one. And then I learned
the definitions change
between different places. They're all merging. And right now, this is just a big, it's such a big change that you really can't keep tabs on, like, yo, who's going to say nigga? Like that, before you know it, you're going to be 60, 70 years old, 80 years old, and everyone's calling themselves niggas and don't have a sense of context of why, you know? And I don't know. I don't know.
And then some 60-year-old man is going to get his ass murked up by some 80-year-old man.
Yeah,
like, why do you old people call me that? Call me that.
And all the young people will be like, I don't know why that old guy killed the other nigga.
Speaking of, you know, we didn't talk about the other day, the people around the nation don't know, is the train fight.
The train fight on the D.C. Metro.
Yeah. I talked about it on stage.
This is Logic, by the way. This is a white rapper who can rap. He's from Jamesburg.
He's from here, yeah.
Worked so fucking much, my greatest fear is I'ma die alone. Every diamond in my chain, yeah, that's a milestone. I'm loving it. Calling me, asking me for money, man. The only thing I'ma give you motherfuckers is a dial tone. Flashback of a youngin' sipping that purple Kool-Aid. Skipping school with my homies and chiefin' reefer for 2 days. Running from the law, living how I'm living, fuck them all. Bumping triple
for those who don't know, an old man in his,
Logic is half black.
Early 50s.
He's half black.
Well, there you go.
He's half black. He looks white. He's like Randy Syfax.
In his early 50s on the subway, two young boys were sitting behind him with their feet on the seat. He turned around and told them to take their feet off the seat. They loud talked him, I guess. He got up, slapped shit out of them. Both of them. Sorry.
Teenagers.
Sorry. Two teenage boys.
No, he didn't really. One of them, he just really kind of squared up. He kind of mushed one, and then the other one
Another teenager, I've got my finger up, teenager jumped into it. He beat shit out of that guy.
That's not.
Turns out.
No, that's not what happened, though. Yeah.
That guy wasn't a teenager.
He was 46.
That guy was a 46-year-old man who was little, because we all thought he was a teenager. He's a little man.
Yeah.
He's just a little dude.
Yeah.
So he's like teenager height. This dude is about my height.
The 54-year-old was a foot taller.
At least a foot taller.
And he kicked the dude's ass.
Thicker,
of course.
Kicked his ass, broke his jaw.
Yeah.
And the whole 9 yards, got to go to sea. So we all thought it was like somebody whopping the shit out of a 15-year-old. No, he was beating up. It was two grown men fighting. I'm not even saying that that's right, by the way. But it's two grown men fighting. What I will say, and I said on stage, is look, if you see a middle-aged black man, 45, 46 and up, and you think about fucking with them, don't, because you don't want what they got for you, because that moment he's hitting you with, it's not about that moment. It's about all the stored up moments, and he's letting it out on you. It ain't about these kids putting their feet up on the seat. This shit's about the baby mama shit he had back in 85. Mm-hmm. It's about that. Mm-hmm. It's about the time that car got repossessed.
But what about the guy he beat up? Doesn't he have his own baggage that he's bringing to the fight?
Well, I mean, he tried, but...
Because the 54-year-old stepped to a 46-year-old.
Well, I'm thinking that the 54-year-old at that point was all riled up. That's number one.
He was riled up.
Number two, I'm thinking he thought that this was a kid. Also, he was so far... Because the guy was so little.
The 46-year-old stepped in... Because this guy was fucking with kids.
Yeah, and which is what I was thinking. I was like, I might have done that. Because I thought, when we were talking about it, and I was like, what do you do if you're on a train? I said, I might have just ran over there and been like, look, I ain't trying to fight with you. Because crazy.
But calm down,
but
please.
You can't. Come on, man.
Like, come on, calm down.
Can't beat these boys up like this.
Yeah, it was like, look, the train's going to stop. They're going to be cops. And they're not going to ask questions. Please.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get home.
I know what you're going through. I feel what you're going through. Right. But you can't be beating up. I thought it was another teenager. And then come to find out, I was like, well, maybe I wouldn't go over there because I'd get whapped up.
This was a World Star classic video. Yeah. It was all over the internet.
That guy got arrested, by the way.
Yeah, they found him finally.
They could not find him.
Well, yeah. I mean,
he was a pretty big guy. He was a very tall guy.
He's a very big guy.
Big guy.
Probably just got off a 12-hour shift of construction.
The other thing, too, this is the guy you don't want to fuck with either. the old guy who will not hesitate to tell you how old he is.
Yeah.
He said, I'm 54, like three times in a video. Yeah. It's like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And he's proud of it.
Yeah. So then he knows, like, okay, he's not a frail old guy.
No.
He's proud of the fact that he's 54.
He's saying like he made it.
Like, 54, like, and I look like I'm 30. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 54. Like, I made it. Yeah. I made it here.
Yeah.
You know, just, yeah. Like, because, like, I mean.
To whack your ass out.
I mean, right now, what, I'm 31. I'm at the very edge. There's a pie chart of, like, your chances of being killed by certain things as a black male.
Yeah.
I'm on that line on the pie chart that brings me down to like the 20 something percentile. Oh, right now
your health insurance is about to go down.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do. It's like when you turn 25 with the auto insurance. You know,
insurance drops drastically.
No longer a risk.
That's why you tell them little young boys at the tennis court, at the basketball court. We've all seen them. Little young boy at the basketball court, loud talking to some old man. I'm like, you don't want that old man in them dress socks has got for you, man.
Yeah.
You don't want what he's got for you.
Who keeps telling you he's 57?
You don't want it, man.
Yeah.
I'm 57. Like, that's all it is. It's like, shit.
Leave that motherfucker alone.
Oh, no. He produced his birth certificate.
Leave that motherfucker alone.
You guys
alone.
Might want to get out of here.
You don't want what he's got for you.
He's carding himself.
And dudes like that don't go to therapy. So
it's too late for therapy. I got in on the ass end of it. It's too late.
Yo.
It's too late now. Now he's going to let the shit out on you.
Years
ago. You're now his therapy, motherfucker.
Right.
He sees his ex, his exes, all at the same time.
All of them. Well, he's hitting your ass. This was Sharonda. Tamika. Tamika's stinking ass mama.
He broke my tape deck. I love my grandmama gave me that tape deck.
He's still worried about obsolete technology.
Yeah, just
he's talking about the tape deck he
broke. Broke my 8-track.
Yo.
Repossessed my car. My 8-track was still in the car.
Yeah, and it stole my 45 collection.
For real, don't mess with the person that needs to convert their music into digital. Like, just don't do
they
that.
Still haven't done it. They still got a disc man. He still got the disc man, the sport disc man that's yellow and it's waterproof.
Yeah, that's the fun one.
With the big
bloxy one that you couldn't carry anywhere. You just hold the shit in your hand.
Wouldn't fit in any pockets.
Nope. Big boxy waterproof one.
Yeah.
This is for the pool or the beach.
He doesn't even have, his disc man doesn't even have skip protection. That's how old that shit is. That shit was skipping a lot when he was fighting.
You have to hold
fighting.
It like this everywhere you go, just like you're serving everybody.
Hold it completely flat. No bumps. I'll go to
everybody. They tried to sell a belt that you could put it in and run with.
Yeah.
Like, you try to run with that motherfucker, really?
Skipping all over the place.
Yeah. It's got anti-skip.
I'm not going to front like I didn't try it. I mean, I had one of those.
Some of those anti-skips were, I mean, they were passable. Like, you could walk around.
Yeah.
Or you could have it in your car. But you weren't going for a jog with that shit.
A brisk walk. If you walk around the city... Yeah. It was perfect, but if you were,
you couldn't go for a jog with that shit. And then if you're going for a jog, do you bring your whole CD wallet? What if you want to change your playlist?
Nope.
This is before burning.
This is before burning, You just ran to one CD.
Get that one CD.
We didn't even run to tapes or CDs. You know what you ran to when you were running back then with a discman? You ran to the radio.
Yeah.
Put it on the one hot radio station.
Big fucking headphones with
the
radio.
The one black radio station, and you ran to the radio.
Yeah. Well, you
and
could
then
get
if
a
you were
CD.
Lucky, because there was always the good AM station. The AM station was usually better than the FM station, but you had to be standing like the right way.
That's real old school.
To get the reception.
You had to plan your jogging route based on where you got the best reception for
and
that.
Shit would fade out on you.
Or you can get that one CD that's just the length that you want to run. Like, this CD is 40 minutes long.
Hmm. Yeah.
So listen to it start to finish.
Yeah. You also didn't mind if you ran a little longer and it stopped off. You'd be like, oh, it's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right. It just ran out.
That's good. That's cool.
All right. If I skip the slow jams, it's 38 minutes. It's about right. That's what I want. Because you don't want to run to the slow jam, the quiet storm.
And then when you could make the tapes, I started making workout tapes.
Right, playlists.
I had workout tapes. I had
mixed tapes.
I had getting the draws tapes. Like LL Cool J and that. Did you see? Remember LL and Woo? That is nothing. Take off your clothes.
Yo, wow, that's
okay. You need to use this tape. You put this tape on. About 10 minutes, the panties should be coming off. All right, go get it. And go take off your clothes. Yeah.
And then you got the. It would switch if you had a good tape deck. It would go from the front to the back. And then you have the second one, it'll go straight to the next one.
So jump right into the next one.
So you could set up a whole thing. Oh, man. I mean, granted, I was young. I was much younger, so I was doing it for different reasons. But then I caught on to, like, you know, my uncles and older people in my family, like, This is a weird looking mixtape. I don't know what the fuck this is about. Yeah. And he'd be like, don't put, you can use a tape deck, but don't put them out of order. Put them back exactly how you saw them.
Right. Back like, the way you found it.
Right. And apparently, yeah, it was.
I just used 90 minute tapes.
Just yeah, they started putting out 90 minute tapes.
45. So it was a good night when you had to turn the tape over. That was a good night, right?
The auto reverse.
Humble bragging, just like, yeah, well, I 90 minute tapes only.
It was a good night when you turn the tape over. Yeah, let me turn that tape over. That was a good night right here.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk about this girl, Tess Holliday. You know who she is?
I don't know what.
Tess Holliday is a size 22 model.
Oh, okay. I heard that story.
She apologized for the black men love me comment. She apologized for the comment. This was the comment.
She's a big girl.
But do black men love her?
She's a model. Tess Holliday is clearing the air. It started when the size 22 model received some heat after she told The Guardian in a recent interview that she's a hit with African American men. I do admit that black men love me. I always forget that, and then I come to a black neighborhood and I remember. For many, though, the 29-year-old's remarks were perceived as racist. See?
By who?
yeah, what?
She's big.
She's a fat girl.
She's a fat girl with a pretty face.
Yeah. But also, I mean, I think people just, they're seeking out anger.
Yeah.
They're looking for something. She's mentioned a race that's not hers. I'm mad.
Yeah.
Right. What did she say that was so wrong?
First of all, what exactly did she say? That the question that I would have had as a reporter was, I do admit that black men love me. Be like, well, do you love them, though? That's what I need to know. Do you love them?
Do you love
Not
them?
Love, do you love? Because when you say it like that, my tone of voice is immediately going to change into, all right, well, do you love them, though? That's what's important here.
I love God. Do you love God?
I love God. That's what's important here.
You don't love God?
I don't care about the black man. I'm sure brothers do try to holler at her. I'm not. That wouldn't surprise me at all. Now, the question is, are you okay with brothers trying to holler at you?
Right.
Or are you just like, oh, here they come again?
Of course. Because then it changes from, black guys like a big girl kind of thing to, oh, these guys like me because of this.
Yeah.
And I'm upset about it.
Yeah.
Well, this professional Mad People blog, though, goes further because they're tweet curators. They just find three tweets of people who had a problem with it and make it a story. Like, you can find three tweets to say anything.
True.
You can find three tweets that love Hitler.
Well, here's what
Twitter loves Hitler. No.
No.
Twitter went crazy.
Here's what she says. She explained what happened during the interview. The incident in question occurred when I was on the street. An incident. I was on the street, feeling rather exposed in my underwear for the shoot, and an older black man catcalled me as I was walking behind the team. I replayed the incident to the team once we were set up for the next shot and jokingly said some semblance of what appeared in print. It was in relation to being catcalled by black men significantly more than by white, but perhaps my tone and wording didn't convey this clearly. It was also meant to play into the idea that black men like bigger women, but the humor of that doesn't come through. To further add context, the team included two talented black women. So she's doing a lot of things wrong here when she could have just said, look, I like brothers, so
yeah, she could have
and the shit could have just stopped right there.
I don't think,
look, I like brothers, I don't have a problem.
You know what, if she told that story differently too, instead of being like, yeah, so some guy hollered at me and I was like, hey, yeah, and then I just kept and then we kept going, I made a joke and we kept it going, that could have been the best explanation. Right. But now you throw in, well, I have black women on my staff. And I'm like, you got black friends? Thing, yeah.
She says, I'm on the street feeling rather exposed in my underwear for the shoot, and an older black man catcalled me. Okay, so it's his fault that he catcalled you while you're on the street in underwear.
Well, yeah, you shouldn't catcall.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Even if she's naked, you're not supposed to.
Even if you're not naked.
She's not, but I don't think she's...
Like, hey, girl.
But I don't think she's saying this as fault. I think she's giving context.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think she's saying, he fucked up and it led to me fucking... I think she's just saying, here's... All you saw was one sentence.
I don't know. I would have to listen to her say
it.
Because the next thing of, well, we have two talented black women. That's, I got black friends and they were cool with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think what she's saying, though, is not that I have... It's not even just I have black friends, they were cool with it. It's I said it to black people.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Right.
I said it to black people.
So and they didn't take offense. It wasn't offensive. Cool, it was just like when someone does a joke.
Yeah, it's to me there's nothing really offensive about this.
So
at
someone
all.
Does a joke and the whole crowd laughs. And someone gets a transcript of the joke and says, this is offensive, and you're like, everyone there liked it.
Yeah.
That's all she's saying. There were people there that we were talking, and some of them were black, and we were all having this conversation. She's giving context to it, but now she has to give this podium apology.
Yeah, well,
She didn't. That's the thing. She didn't have to. What you think? She gonna lose her? She gonna lose her Marlon job?
Well, here's the rest of her apology. She ain't losing no Marlon. I am not a perfect human being.
Yeah.
Jesus I'm still Christ. Growing and learning, and the title of role model is not one that
You're
I have chosen.
You're not a role model. You're a model.
It was thrust onto me despite my reluctance. I'm doing my best to live up to what this means, but at times I will slip up. I don't speak for everyone, but I will continue to try my best to speak up for everyone.
You're not a role model.
You know what celebrities
You're a
need
model.
To learn?
You
just say, yeah,
You're
I said
a fat,
it.
Fat pretty girl.
Why do you have a problem with that? Yeah.
You are a fat pretty girl.
You know
That's
what celebrities
it.
Need to learn when an apology doesn't need to happen.
Don't apologize.
Yeah. when it's just like when you need to look at some people in the crowd sometimes and go, who the fuck are you? Yeah. And then that's it. And it's like,
because you're not going to lose your job.
They might not accept your apology anyway. They still want to be mad. They're mad for their own reasons.
The article's not going to go away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I can explain myself to you all you want.
Man, ain't nobody going to not hire you because brothers are hollering, trying to holler.
Right.
You're not going to lose your job. Don't say shit. Just say, yeah, they like me.
If anything, he'd be like, oh, brothers are hollering at you? Now your agent's going to be like, we're going to do this room. We're going to do that room. We're going to do here. We're going to definitely do all this south side of Chicago. You know?
We're going to get to some different magazines from now on. Yeah. Black people. Looks like Cat Calling Monthly, perhaps.
Yeah, perhaps.
Cat Calling Digest, a magazine for black men by black men.
Smile, girl! Smile!
Smile, girl, during the week.
Oh, you can't take a compliment?
Smile!
I'm just saying a compliment. You can't take a compliment?
Speaking of fights, did y'all see the two women fighting in Walmart?
No. I got the videos.
Watch the video. Oh, show
it's
the video.
It's actually two, 3-minute clips.
Okay.
And then you got to be out. I'm you need to see that. These.
Bye.
You got to see these. Two women in Walmart fighting. It begins with you don't really see them yet. You just hear the arguing. Okay. It's not really, ultimately, it's not about the women. It's about a kid. The child of one of them.
You gave me a nasty look. And I said, well, it's going to happen. Whatever.
Just wait for it.
You know, before you see anyone, it seems like it sounds, and this may sound weird to me, it's me saying it, but it sounds like Southern black women. Like,
well, it's white women. They might be Southern.
Oh, I know they're white.
Yeah,
but
they might have the same accent.
I only seen the screenshot.
Here we go. Excuse me?
No, you haven't been here the whole damn time.
Okay, now that just sounds Southern women.
This bitch is riding around in a scooter.
A rascal scooter.
In a rascal. She looks like she's first of all, she's not fat.
Well, you'll just wait.
I like the cameraman already.
This is awesome.
He put the camera on his whole face.
World star.
This is awesome. White dude, you didn't say world star.
You want it? You
she
want
was
it?
Riding by
Are
on her
fucking,
scooter
you
on her rascal.
You want it? What you gonna do? What you want
to do? She got off the rascal.
Did you see how
squared up into a fighting stand?
See how quickly she hopped off that scooter.
Yeah,
she's not crippled. She doesn't have a problem.
But what did
she
just want to ride?
And someone else is hobbling around Walmart right now because she took the last scooter, and she just hopped right off to fight this other woman who was not in a scooter, I believe.
There they go. They fighting. So scooter girl started off good. She started off good. But then the mother girl,
the black shirt
got her down.
Flip flops all over the place.
Yeah. And then the boy started hitting her with stuff. The 6-year-old boy hit her with something. And then
they're in the shampoo aisle.
Oh, look at this kid. He's talking shit too.
Get the hell off of her right now.
Johnny, punch her in her face. Johnny, punch her in her fucking face.
Come on, man.
The mother told the boy to punch her. Oh, she got her in a headlock.
The mother is instructing the child to punch
the other woman. She just slipped the headlock. Look, the boy's got good footwork. He got back. Nobody's even trying to break it.
He didn't even.
That's the worst part.
Shampoos everywhere on the ground.
Trying to break it.
They're just watching a childhood end. And documenting it.
Now the boy's punching.
Ooh. Damn.
Boy's punching. Wow.
Damn.
You guys think you have security guards?
Yeah. Someone should call security. Well, you're right there, dude.
You're right there, bro.
You should maybe be security.
I don't know. I mean, would you want to put your hand in the middle of that?
Yeah.
Rockwilder fight going on?
Because of that little boy.
You got it. I don't have it.
I mean, I try
I
to get...
I just don't like shit. I don't like shit
really?
Personally.
You want to try to get that kid out of the way? That kid might fuck you up.
Listen to him.
Now mama's on top wailing on this
Someone get you sick of me.
She's face down. Oh!
The boy kicked her in the
face. And he kicked her in the face again.
He's stomping her.
He stomped her Goodfellas style.
Oh! Picked up a hairbrush.
A little kid. A little six-year-old.
Just picked up a bottle. The little six-year-old white boy. Look at the face of the woman who's watching. Look at her face.
That's just part one. Part two, you're gonna learn more about the child. the child is going to be a bigger part of part two.
Oh my God!
It's awful, isn't it?
That is sad.
Get you.
Hello. Hey! Stop it!
I'm not playing. You can't tell me to stop.
Look, you're going to go to little boy jail.
You're going to go to little boy jail. Stop it!
He just kicked her in the head.
Here he comes.
Tell me what to do.
Okay, no, baby,
you're
stop
right.
It.
You're right, baby. You're right. Protect your mom.
That's not right.
You're right. Protect your mom. And then he ran back over there.
No, he's kicking the one on the floor.
He's getting bad advice.
See, he's agging them.
Don't you tell me what to do.
No one said
his mom's on top.
Stop.
His
mom's at no moment. Now they're discussing if it was mom's on top.
Oh, shit.
Don't tell me what to do. I'd have right, yoked his little ass up.
Shampoo flying everywhere. This kid's picking up various.
This kid's walking around going, I'm not playing.
I'd have yoked his little ass up so quick. Who the fuck you talking to?
But by his collar, just get the fuck out of here.
That's how hard that kid is. The number one goal of every 6-year-old is to play. He's like, I'm not playing. All kids want to play. That's all they want to do is play. He's like, I'm not playing.
Don't get little ass up so quick.
I like how quick that lady was like, you're right.
Go protect your mom, baby.
He had like a bottle of Pert Plus.
Go protect your mom. like, bitch, you think his mom is getting whacked out over there. You ain't even think about going over there and be like, hey,
stop that. I got shampoo. I got conditioner. What you want? I'm not playing.
Got this Vidal Sassoon for your ass, motherfucker.
He's picking up shit off the shelf again to hit her with.
Oh, my.
That's not right.
You think you should protect yourself?
The little boy.
Somebody's got to.
Somebody needs to do something.
Somebody needs to do something.
Not us.
Not us, though.
I don't think you can touch him because you will be involved in a lawsuit.
The woman still has his mom's hair.
And hear what they just said? That's what everybody's worried about. You'll be involved in a lawsuit. Who's going to sue you?
That kid?
That six-year-old
boy?
You
know what? The little boy's going to be in trouble with a parent and mom and all that. Oh, shit. Damn.
He's through now. He's through.
It's still going.
You can get in between.
It's still going.
They're tired.
Get in between.
They're tired.
It's that moment at the end of the fight where they're just both
exhausted.
They're exhausted.
Get back on my rascal and I'm going to ride away.
I'm not playing.
They're tired.
That kid, man. That's
pathetic.
Shit.
That kid has a bleak future.
I wonder what that kid's like in school.
Oh, I wonder if he goes to school. He's probably kicked out of school.
You're going into timeout. No, nigga, you go to timeout.
He's just throwing shit at his teachers constantly.
That is so fucking pathetic.
You want some? Are you serious?
There was a thing about the mother said something. She made a statement.
Oh, because they found them later?
Did the mother make a statement? Let me see. I think she did.
Which one? The mother of the kid or the rascal girl?
I thought she did.
I want to hear a statement from the kids, honestly.
I want to hear him talk shit.
Yeah.
He's like, well, first of all, shout out to the shampoo aisle. Shout out to Herbal Essences. The Vidal Sassoon.
Chet Hayes.
Mother in Walmart brawl claims confrontation started when the other woman made a racist remark towards an employee.
Oh, so
mother
was
captured on camera. They are both white, by the way.
Yeah.
She was captured on camera beating a fellow Walmart shopper and calling for her 6-year-old son to help. Has said the confrontation began when the other woman made a racist remark towards an employee. She gave her name. A woman named Amber.
Tucker.
She called the Smiley Morning Show. That's Ricky Smiley's show.
Yeah.
So she called Ricky Smiley's show and said she was the mother seeing the video. Amber told the host that she was in a Walmart when she heard the woman who was in a motorized scooter call the worker the N-word. That's probably why she called Ricky's show, because Ricky's black.
Right.
She was sitting yelling at an employee and that
hey,
she was,
Ricky.
And she was telling her she was a nigger and she was going to get out of her chair and whoop her ass. I'd be like, get your ass out that chair. Neither one of y'all can fight. In my defense for the employee, I asked the woman if she was miserable with her life. That's when she rolled her supposedly crippled ass down there and jumped out of her chair. The mother said she fought back because I don't stand for that. With all the racist stuff going on these days, grow it up. Another customer pulled out his camera, started filming the altercation. It was two women lunging at each other and them scrapping on the ground.
Huh.
Witnesses shouted at them to stop.
Yo, yo.
This is interesting. White
Amber,
people stepping
6-year-old
up.
Amber's 6-year-old son then got involved. He's shown throwing shampoo bottles at the woman pinned down by another. Johnny, punch her in the face. Punch her in the fucking face.
Get
the
him,
boy
Johnny.
Does as his mother says. Responding to questions about her son's role in the fight, she told the radio hostess he was a little crazy kid who loves taking martial arts classes.
Oh, he wasn't using martial arts.
I don't have to worry about him ever being bullied in high school. That was nothing
but
martial
his
about
stance was
that.
All right, though. His stance, he didn't cross his legs. He stepped back, was like... Had
but he was throwing shampoo.
Like, I mean, that's a clearly a woman that much bigger than him, even in sixth grade.
You know
grade.
What? He's just using what's around him.
Right. Yeah. He's like, all right.
It's called using your environment.
Right.
He's like, look, your environment.
I got my stance down, but I can't really do much else. I can only see her knees.
Can we take this fight over to Sporting Goods? They got bats over there. They got
answering
bats,
questions over the boys well-being and attitude, she added, my son has been a straight-A honor roll student all year. He's a teacher's pet. He's in a Christian private school.
Oh, that's not as true.
Snap. She insisted that he was perfectly well taken care of, pointing out that he has a large amount of shoes in his closet. Oh, okay.
What?
Shoes to throw?
Did he steal them?
In the video, bystanders can be heard wondering whether security is
they're the shoes of his victims. He knocks people out, takes their shoes.
Usually someone would just hang them up on a what are they called? The phone wires?
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Put them up there. He keeps them instead and just like, nah, this nigga.
Yeah.
This thing is James.
My trophies, man.
I don't blame the Walmart employees for not intervening, but as far as security, if you go to any other Walmart fight video, you're just perusing videos, security is right there trying to break it up and help them. Following the fight,
jaded.
The cops arrived, but no charges were brought. Her husband saw cops watching the video recorded by the shopper and said the officers were laughing.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, you're lucky that kid made it funny for everybody.
Amber was checked over in the ambulance. She did not suffer any injuries and believed she walked away the victor.
She didn't roll away the victor.
From everyone else's point of view, I did get the best of her. I seen a little blood.
I hate that young blood.
That's why maybe because the Walmart employees are so jaded because they see fights all the time. Maybe they're just like, yeah, we'll get to it. Fight on aisle 4.
Do you think that's like a...
security guy's like, I'm on break.
That's a country. That's a section of the country type thing? Or do you think that's just every Walmart nationwide?
See, I think Walmart... Something has happened to Walmart. I remember when Walmart was, newer to my town. You would walk in, and it would be more like what we look at Target today.
Yeah.
Tile floors, brightly lit, more like a department store.
Yeah.
And now you go into Walmart, they have these weird brown floors. It looks like a warehouse. They're trying to make it look like a warehouse. They have all the exposed beams
exposed
and shit above
piping.
You.
Yeah.
It looks kind of ghetto. It looks cheap in Walmart now. And I think... all Walmarts have that element to them where all the, the lower class people go there. And Walmart used to look more like Target. You go to Target, it's clean. The shelves are stocked. There's not just shit all over the floors.
If you dim the lights enough, you might be able to get like a Fight Club.
It's pretty dim. That's Walmart. The thing. Walmart is very dim now. Yeah. The lights are dimmer. The floor is dark, so it looks darker. It looks like it's not done
yet. There's a McDonald's in them.
There's a McDonald's. You can get a pretzel. It looks
there's Starbucks inside of Target, though.
Exactly. Yeah. Starbucks, you walk in, you got Starbucks, and you got their little cafe.
Yeah.
Where you smell popcorn and shit. You're like, oh, it's popcorn. It feels like a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Walmart,
yeah.
You don't get that.
McDonald's french fries don't smell like a good time.
It don't
McDonald's
smell like
french
a good
fries smell like heart disease.
I just had McDonald's, and I hate it.
I saw it when I came in. I was like, I don't want to say nothing.
It's more punishment. I spent more money than I would like. So that's one of my
What'd you get? What was your order?
It was just a spicy McChicken, fries, and a drink. I keep it very
simple.
But I spent more money than I would have liked.
You get the orange drink? Did you go black and get the orange?
I did go for the orange.
I know you did. Black people are the only people holding up that goddamn orange drink. I don't even know what it's called. If it's high C.
It's Fanta or Sunkist.
No, because it's not carbonated.
No, you're going for the juice.
It's the high C.
High C.
It's orange drink.
That's why I just said orange drink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Orange drink.
I got that shit.
Like, give me the orange. You just say, give me orange. They know.
No, they just give you the cup now, and I just slowly hang my head as I... As I just hope nobody looks at me.
I like that they have also, if you want, Powerade. Like, okay, yeah.
They do have Powerade on there.
Which is what I get if I ever go to McDonald's. But it's like, yeah, I'm into my fitness and electrolytes, but also I want some fucking nuggets from chicken paste that they made, manufactured somewhere.
My daughter, I had to stop letting her eat. I was like, you can't eat anymore. You can eat.
Romaine's got to go.
You got to go? Yeah. All right, boy. All right.
So Romaine is out.
Say goodbye to the people, man.
Hey. Yeah, I should just like just walk away. Like I just pull up my pants and walk away. Yeah, I'm done here.
Yeah. This is not the lost year.
Yeah. Romaine gets a panini. Oh,
I gotta go to the bathroom and wash the dick. There's a dresser. Be cool.
There's a dresser with a panini on
right,
it.
Just I'll stay on the way out. But yeah, thanks for having me. At that black one on Twitter. And Dads 2 on Wonderland Ballroom, $5.
This Friday, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, so, yeah. This is going up on Thursday.
So come through, $5. Come
Dads
through, have
2,
some fun.
You can see that early, and then come late to the green room of the Draft House and see the three guys on show.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can catch it all.
We end early enough, you'll have the time to make it here. So,
yeah. Dads 2 is what time? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, Dads 2. Yeah. Dads 2 ends by like 9:45, 9:30. Yeah. Remember? So you have time.
You hop in your car and come here. Yeah.
It'll be a fun night. So thank you very much.
No one's going to do that.
All right, now.
All right.
Tom Rhodes' wife is pretty.
Where are you looking at Tom Rhodes? Facebook?
It popped up in my feed. That's why he's married this light-skinned black girl. All right, boy. Yeah, it's Tom Rhodes' wife. You coming through tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Yeah, we're...
got your spot for you. Just come on. Cool. Yeah, you never seen her?
No, I've seen her. Yeah. Where is she's not from this area.
She's from Suriname. Which is wherever Amsterdam is.
Holland?
Yeah.
The Netherlands? She looks a little bit, she almost looks like South American or something. Because she's dark, right? She's got darker features.
Yes.
Anyway, that's the Walmart
thing. I believe so.
We have, we're 45 minutes in. What are we going to?
Look for something, man.
We're going to go from here now that we're without Romaine. We have the man who lost a fortune to a fortune teller.
That story to me is hilarious.
We have,
because I don't see why she was arrested.
Right. He gave.
I don't understand that.
Where's the fraud?
I don't understand that. How do we know the shit she's doing is not working?
All right. Well, here's there's one reason. Here's the article. Everyone knows that when a man loves a woman, he can't keep his mind on nothing else. Blah blah blah. 32-year-old man from Brooklyn. Those things actually happened and much, much more. During his long quest to be reunited with the woman he loved, nothing could stop him. Not evil spirits, not the sins of his past lives, not going broke. He had an ally in his quest. He said a fortune teller who fought the evil spirits day and night for her from her storefront in Times Square.
Yeah, because that's where you go.
Because they fucking pray. There's one right across from the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah,
there's a fort. You go, they get a palm reading.
Right there. I saw it.
For $20.
Go upstairs, yeah.
Yeah, okay, but then you get, it's like you're like, you. Hey, this is a stupid thing to do. I'm going to go to Palmer. And then you leave. You don't actually. Okay, so he had an ally in his quest, a fortune teller in Times Square. According to accusations, led police to arrest her. Last month, the police and the man said the fortune teller, Priscilla Kelly Del Morro, 26, had bled him dry over 20 months. I'm trying to get to the meat of the article. The man who lives in East Williamsburg but is not named in court documents. I say name him.
I'd name the shit out of him.
Told his story. Maybe we can go to another fortune teller. To have her psychically determine his name. Told his story in a written statement prepared a private investigator and presented detectives at the Midtown South Precinct last month. In summer 2013, the man who was melancholy, he had a good job in marketing with an office in New York.
Word in that sentence, had.
Had. Some support staff and a growing list of connections, but he had met a woman in Arizona named Michelle. How did he meet a woman in Arizona? Online?
Maybe he was, like, he was either A, online, or be on vacation. He said he met her in Arizona, so maybe he was on vacation.
Maybe he went there for
something. He was either on something or he was online.
He met a woman in there. I mean, maybe she's not real to begin with.
That's possible.
He was in love.
That will be made apparent a little bit later.
He was in love. She was not. The girl didn't want to be with me, and the girl had categorically made that clear. He wrote in a statement. Now, normally, it's like, keep it moving, right? Yeah.
He did. He moved right across the Williamsburg Bridge.
Wound up in front of 253 West 43rd Street.
Which is a long fucking walk, by the way.
Right.
So the whole time he's walking, that fucking Hulk music is playing.
Oh, he's doing the Lonely Man.
The whole time.
I got to
pull that's
it up.
A long walk across the Williamsburg Bridge.
And by the way.
All the way up to 43rd?
Williamsburg has a subway stop.
Yeah.
You can just get on the train and go to Times Square. But he's like, he's walking across the bridge all sad. He got that text from his girl. What am I going to do?
It was probably raining, too.
It was raining. He forgot his umbrella.
It had to be raining.
What am I going to do?
No umbrella. Just a hat pulled down low over his eyes.
Cars going by spraying water up on him. mud and water, calling him
names. Not every car. Only one car got him.
Out of the way, faggot. Spray water up on him.
And then he looked up.
He looked up. Hold on. I got to get the article back up.
And what did he see? He saw the neon sign in the window that read...
Psychic.
Miss
Del Moro greeted him and assured him that he and Michelle were twin flames, but that negativity was keeping them apart. Spirits talked to me, she said, according to the man's statement, but there was a price. He paid her $2,500 after a second visit, $9,000 more. See, I think they know their mark. Like, if I go in there, they're going to be like $20.
Yeah.
But this guy probably had like a nice ring on or a nice suit on or something that told her
that
he
was
has
wet
money. A nice wetsuit on. A month later, so he gave $2,500 and then $9,000 more. Now we're up to, you know, $11,500. A month later in September, Miss Del Moro told him she needed diamonds to protect his energy.
She needs diamonds.
He paid $40,000 for a ring from Tiffany's and gave it to Miss Del Moro.
You could have paid that $40,000 and gave it to this girl in Arizona.
Well, he gave it to Miss Del Moro, who promised he would use it as an engagement ring someday. Why not just today?
Yeah.
Just, you bought the ring. Just go ask the girl. Michelle lived in Los Angeles at that point. Michelle lived in Los Angeles. Go to her, Miss Del Moro said. He went. He texted Michelle. I'm on a boat, she replied. But let's meet tomorrow. I was ecstatic, he wrote. They met and talked and made plans for that night, but she backed out. Should have given her the ring.
Yeah.
She felt I had been acting strange.
You have been, brother.
You have been acting.
You have been.
He's probably like, oh, yeah, things are good for me. I met this psychic, Miss Del Moro, and she read my fortune, and she said evil spirits and diamonds protect. And she was like, all right, I'm canceling our date. Miss Del Moro told him the trouble had come from a spirit that was stalking him. Spirits are stalking people now?
Stalking.
She needed $2,800 and then $2,800 more. Spirits are like calling and hanging up. Like, hey, who is this? Stop calling my house, spirit. She needed $28,000 and then $28,000 more. So, okay, yeah, that's 56 plus the ring is 96
right there, 90.
Plus the original 11.5.
$11,500. So
looking
he's
at
already,
107.
Yeah, he's already
he's six
above
figures
100.
In.
Yeah.
Michelle had grown cold suddenly, he thought, so that the spirit explanation sounded right, so he paid. A month later, Ms. Del Moro suggested they perform a fake funeral ritual to make the spirit think the man was dead.
Another
you're going to fool the spirit?
Yeah.
$40,000. Wait, a real funeral costs less than $40,000. You can do a real funeral. A fake funeral for 40 grand. So now he's about 147 deep. When that didn't work, story of his life, when that didn't work, Ms. Del Moro said
she needed a time machine.
A time machine to go back and cleanse his past. When that, when the man balked, finally
what
he was like, wait.
What was the price of a time machine that made him be like, I can't do this?
You know what? I think we've come far enough with this. There's no time machines. Like, he balked at that. He's $150,000 into this.
And this is the thing.
She said a suitable watch would do the job and gave him a list of choices. He said he selected one of the cheaper ones, a rose gold Rolex for
$30,000. So where's he at now? 70
he's about,
plus.
He's about 180.
180. Yeah.
177-ish. In December, Miss Del Moro said they had to lure the spirit over a bridge of gold in the other realm so that it would become trapped. She didn't even believe her own bullshit at this point. She was like, I'm looking up the synopsis of the next Super Mario game. Like, she's giving plot points for Legend of Zelda. She said $80,000
would buy an 80-mile bridge. $10,000 for $10,000 for 10 miles.
So he's 260 now. 257.
260 somewhere in there.
Sold. He bought that. He wouldn't buy a time machine, but he'll drop 80 grand for a gold bridge in another realm. Ms. Del Moro, it should be noted, promised to return most of the money when her work was done. By year, well then why would she need it? By year's end, the bill had reached more than $320,000. The spirit was crossing the bridge, albeit very slowly. The man wrote. Then Miss Del Moro said they needed a second bridge for Michelle's spirit, and it needed to be 10 miles longer than the first. I thought to myself, I have the money just sitting in the bank, the man wrote.
Is it really? You're just sitting?
Paying out $90,000.
No, let's not forget that he's also been paying rent, buying food, just living.
By the way, the $90,000, if you add our total, I think we're over 320. Maybe the math is wrong somewhere. Then he made a devastating discovery. This was the devastating discovery.
Yeah, this is when it gets bad.
On February 17th, 2014, he pulled up Michelle's Facebook page, which, like he wasn't checking it every day, and read the most recent post. Michelle was dead. She had been dead for 9 days. Mr. Nygaard said she died of a possible
Nygaard
drug
is
overdose.
His, is his private investigator.
Yeah, she died of a possible drug overdose. The man, shattered, told Miss Del Moro, she pivoted. I told you she had evil spirits, she said. They killed her. They gave her heroin. Del Moro then told me she was going to reincarnate Michelle, the man wrote. The new Michelle would be exactly like the old one. Didn't you watch Pet Sematary? She's not going to be exactly like the old one. She's gonna like scratch you up and shit, man. But her spirit will be placed in the body of a 31-year-old woman.
Okay.
Hopefully a hotter one. 1 year and many payouts passed. By then, Ms. Del Morrow, see, he's 320 is a conservative estimate. Ms. Del Morrow said she was working so many hours on his behalf that she had no time to tell fortunes and was behind in the rent. How is that possible? He sent money, even borrowing $28,000 from a colleague that he guaranteed with his future earnings until he finally ran out. I'm broke, he told Ms. Del Morrow, after selling his car and borrowing from friends and relatives in addition to the colleague. Love is not that necessary, dude. You don't have to be in love. The new Michelle was in Los Angeles, she told him. Go find her. He met a woman in California that Ms. Del Morrow later said was the new Michelle, but the woman was 24, not 31, and Michelle did not seem to be inside her, and neither did he. He lost his apartment. He had enough and returned to New York. He sought out Mr. Nygaard, and they went to the police in May. Bank statements were given. He was out
$713,975.
Ms. Del Morrow and her companion, Bobby Evans, 27, were arrested on May 26th. For what?
In a restaurant at Midtown Steakhouse.
They were in a steakhouse. Of course they were.
Of course.
Yeah, of course they were. They pawned that Rolex. They liquidated. And now what are her charges, though?
Grand larceny.
She didn't steal shit.
She didn't steal nothing.
He willfully gave her all the money.
Yeah.
I mean, false pretenses. But
is
so
it
what?
False? We don't know if this shit's not working.
We don't know what's false. People give money to churches. Yeah. They don't know if that's real.
We don't know if this shit's working.
She could be totally right.
Yeah, she could be. Like,
look, the evil spirits are stalking you. That's what that heavy breathing is on the phone.
Yeah, that you hear.
That you hear sometimes.
It's not my boyfriend Bobby calling
not,
you.
Not Bobby Evans. That's for sure. It's not Bobby Evans. Evil spirits are real. You have to cleanse your past.
You have to cleanse.
The only way to do it is an 80-mile bridge. And then a 90-mile bridge
that's
for her spirit. It's
going to cost you a little bit of money, but once we pay it out.
Yeah. I mean, he lost more money trying to fall in love with a drug addict than the drug addict lost as a drug addict, probably. Like, there's no way the girl ran through
$700,000. Think about the drug addict, though. The drug addict, she had no idea that the ticket, she was right in front of her, the lottery ticket.
Right. Imagine all the drugs you could do.
That was sitting right in front of her.
She rejected this dude.
She rejected the lottery ticket.
For heroin, probably. Well, that's why she's flaking. That's why she's canceling appointments. If you've ever known a drug addict, they tend to not show up a lot. Like, I thought she was coming. Oh, no. She ran into her dealer somewhere. So she could have had a sugar daddy at this point.
Yep.
Which means this guy is probably weird and creepy, and something's wrong with him. I mean, obviously something's wrong with him, but he's not. This is why he's so fixated on this one woman, because that was like the one woman that ever talked back to him that didn't just run away scared.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, fuck him.
That's how I feel. Fuck him.
What's the crime?
Fuck him.
What's
the crime? That was the first thing I thought. I was like, well, fuck him.
She's a psychic, you know? She read his fortune, and she brought fortune to herself.
Yeah. I was like, fuck him.
And now they're in jail.
It is what it is.
They got arrested. They remain in jail. I guess they didn't have enough money to make bail. Maybe they need to get more money from this.
Well,
maybe he helps them.
Well, that's nothing. They probably ran through the money.
I bet they did. Yeah. First of all, just the rent on a Manhattan storefront is probably, you know, $50,000 a month.
Yeah. Well, what about when all the other people start popping up?
Yeah. All the other ones who said, oh, I got defrauded.
Yeah.
I gave her $600,000. They're not going to get the money back.
No. Because they've spent it on steak.
This dude's giving his real name.
So fucking sick. They spent it on steak.
It's just go to Tinder, man. That's all you got to do. If you're trying to get over a girl who lives in Arizona who rejected you, find some girl.
You've got money.
In Williamsburg.
This is the thing. This guy's got money. He could have made that happen.
He could have just hooked up with a girl. Yeah. Just they'll make you feel like they fall in love with you.
Go to Atlantic City. And get you some hooker tag, or spend a little money, go out to Las Vegas, drop some real money on some hooker ass, and get you some good shit.
This is how he checks Tinder. He's just all sad, swiping right on every single person. Never
go overseas. You got overseas money. You go overseas, travel around. Find you some third world broad who's trying to get the hell out of Czechoslovakia or whatever.
What's supposed to happen here is you're supposed
gray country she lives in. Some countries are always gray. Whatever gray country she lives in.
Yeah, it's always muted and gray. He was supposed to get cynical about the idea of love.
Yes.
He's supposed to be like, you know what? I'm going to be a womanizer. Yes. And just get that out of his system for the next
Use
5 years.
Use my powers for evil.
And then meet the right girl. He still believes in love.
Yeah.
What's wrong with
what
you,
man? I
don't
know he looks like.
I know. He's probably got a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Because that's free. You don't have to pay money for that.
Yeah.
You can't buy anything else at this point.
So now you're homeless, carless, friendless.
Yeah. Jobless, probably.
Jobless.
Who's gonna? Would you hire him for your marketing firm?
Yeah. Right. Had a good job, too. Good job, money in the bank, all his teeth, all that shit's gone.
Poor guy. He met a girl in Arizona, a drug addict at that. He was probably trying to save her.
He met an Arizona drug addict, so that means meth.
Yeah.
Right.
She overdosed. She had no teeth.
She didn't have any
teeth. She wasn't that hot,
in her head. Come on, man.
All his friends like, dude, she's a 4 at best.
At best.
Like, I've seen the pictures of the show.
A skinny meth head who's scratching all the time with open sores and no teeth. And this is what you run around the country for?
Hey, what's that dog on your phone's wallpaper? Oh, it's your girl. Oh, I thought it was an animal. Sorry.
It's pathetic. And again, I don't feel sorry for the motherfucker.
Oh, fuck that dude. That's not. It shouldn't be illegal.
How is that illegal?
It should be.
Explain to me how that's illegal.
Larceny is, I guess it's theft under taking money under false pretenses. But how do you know it's false? The spirit world could be very real.
It could be real. There's no reason to believe it's not automatically false. From any of us.
All right.
Oh, Jesus. What time are we at?
We're at an hour.
You want to do one more?
What else we got? Hold on.
The Australian couple.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This music fits
right
in.
Yeah, yeah, we'll talk about the Australian couple. The ones who are getting divorced?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah. They're getting divorced because the husband's gay, but...
That's not what they say.
That's not what they say.
Married couple.
That's what I'm convinced.
Marriage is simply too important. A Christian couple vows to divorce.
If
gays are allowed to wed. Sarah and Nick Jensen, an Australian couple, published a letter saying they're considering divorce after 10 years of marriage because gay people in the country might soon have the legal right to marry. That's not why they're getting divorced.
They ain't getting divorced.
According to the paper, the Jensens believe widening the definition of marriage to include same-sex couples threatens the sacred nature of the union and leaves the door open to polygamy.
No, actually, it doesn't.
Maybe they're interested. Maybe they want to swing. The Jensen's divorce threat letter is lengthy and can be read in its entirety here. What follows is an excerpt.
Right, here we go. My wife and I just celebrated our 10-year anniversary, but later this year we may be getting a divorce. 10 long years.
Felt like 40.
The reason has nothing to do with the state of our marriage. We were married at 21 after being high school sweethearts for several years. Okay, let's stop right there. 21. High school sweethearts for several years.
Okay.
So let's say...
15? 16?
5. Let's say 5 years they were... For high school sweethearts?
About 5.
So they got together at 15.
15, 16, yeah.
15, 16. They stayed together through 21. So that's not even graduated college generally. And then
they got married.
I don't know how it works in Australia.
22
but that's
usually you graduate
generally
college.
Not even graduated. In fact, here it comes. My wife is the only woman I've ever loved, which is a mistake.
Uh-huh.
The mother of our children, my perfect match. Well, I shouldn't say it's a mistake, but my guess would be when he says the only woman I've ever loved, he means the only woman he's ever loved physically.
Right, right, right. Made love.
Yeah, I think it's what he's saying.
And with.
Which is always a mistake.
Right.
After our divorce, we'll continue to live together, hopefully for another 50 years. And
well, that's living in sin.
Yeah. God willing, we'll have more children.
Wait a minute.
In sin.
God is vehemently against that.
Yeah. That's a biggie.
Yeah, that's one of the big ones.
That's a biggie. Yeah, and you'll have more children in sin. So your children will be born into sin, which
Bastards.
Is kind of a biggie.
Yeah.
We'll also continue to refer to each other as husband and wife and consider ourselves married by the church and before God.
Okay, well, I consider myself lots of things.
Well, then couldn't a gay couple just say, hey, look, we're married.
Yeah.
We consider ourselves married. But if you can do it, why can't they do it?
Before God, by the way.
Yeah. So why do we do this? It will certainly complicate our lives. Actually, it won't, but okay.
No.
As we try to explain our marital status on the sidelines during Saturday sport.
You don't have to explain the marriage.
You don't got
to
tell nothing to nobody.
You're already referring to each other as husband and wife.
You just said you're going to say husband and wife, so you don't got to explain nothing to anybody.
No.
No one's going to ask you beyond that.
No, people don't like talking to you, by the way, at soccer.
Yeah, yeah.
They fucking
no
hate
one
you.
Wants
they
to
hate
talk.
Your guts.
Yeah.
The crazy religious couple with the kid who cries a lot.
It's not so much that they have to explain it. It's that they're going to feel like they have to explain it.
Right.
You know we're not married.
Right. Did you read our open letter? Yeah. Did you see the Sunday Herald? Because we wrote a letter. It got in the paper. I don't know. I have 10 copies in the car if you want. Yeah, it's cool.
The reason, however, is that as Christians, we believe marriage is not a human invention. It's very much a human invention. It's an invention of land,
right?
Joinings of families, political alliances. It's very much a human thing. Our view is that marriage is a fundamental order of creation, part of God's intimate story for human history. Not really. Marriage is the union of a man and woman before a community in the sight of God. And the marriage of any couple is important to God, regardless of whether that couple recognizes God's involvement or authority in it. Yeah, Andy.
Well,
so, in case you didn't know that, God was looking at your marriage.
I feel like this with marriage. Because remember when gay marriage first became a thing, people were like, well, what about they can just have civil unions, right?
Yeah.
And people were like, well, we don't want to be separate but equal here. I think the word marriage should be the separate but equal thing. Marriage is a church thing. But civil union is the state version of that. I should have a civil union.
Yeah.
And most people I know should have a, unless you're like really deeply involved in a church where they decide that you're going to be married, I think 90% of people should actually be in a civil union. And in a few people, the outliers should be the ones who are like, well, ours was done in a church, so we have a marriage.
For these people,
they should be the minority.
Before these people try to protest, the words of Andy Klein do not represent the
I think
views
civil
of
union
three guys on
should be the
podcast
norm.
Any way, shape, or form.
Civil union should be the norm, default setting.
Please protest us.
And marriage should be for the outliers who are actually like members of a church and like qualify, because the church will have their qualifications to be married, right? So, yeah, you can keep the word marriage, but most of us don't need it.
My wife and I, as a matter of conscience, refuse to recognize the government's regulation. This is not me and my wife, by the way.
This is the guy.
Refuse to recognize the government's regulation of marriage if its definitions include a solemnization of same-sex couples. When we signed that official-looking marriage certificate 10 years ago, these Australian names,
Tuggeranong Baptist Church.
Tuggeranong. Jesus, I've been reading for a long time.
It's didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo, basically. Didgeridoo Baptist Church.
Yeah.
We understood the state was endorsing marriage as currently defined as the fundamental society institution with all that implied. But if this is no longer the case, then we no longer wish to be associated with this new definition. Marriage is sacred, and what is truly marriage will only ever be what it always has been. This has been a big decision for my wife and I. Some will accuse us of being bigoted. You are. Or too hateful to share. You are.
Okay.
But this couldn't be further from our intentions. The truth is, marriage is simply too important. It's a sacred institution ordained by God and always has been understood to be an exclusive relationship where one man and one woman become one flesh. Any attempt to change the definition of marriage by law is not something which we are able to partake.
Well, if it's a sacred institution, why do you need the rule of law, or why do you need it to be part of any law? You can read it. You can define it any way you want for yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Why do you care about what the law says? It's a sacred institution. That's above the law, isn't it? Sacred things aren't subject to laws.
Yeah. Look, let's be honest. This shit ain't got nothing to do. Got nothing to do with gay people.
No.
It ain't got shit to do with gay people. Now, that's what he told her.
Right. You know, let me ask you something. What do you think about this whole gay marriage? Like, he felt her out a little bit. Like, just tell me what you think.
That's that same shit Brad Pitt did when before he got married. And they were like, we won't get married until gays are allowed to marry in this country.
Yeah.
Like, really, Brad? You came up with that?
We just were very progressive. Yeah. And we just don't want to be. I personally, let me just put it on me. I don't want to speak for her. But
Yeah. I would like to get married, but she feels like we shouldn't if gays aren't allowed. I mean, she has a lot of gay friends, and I feel like we should just not until gays are allowed.
I'll call her my wife. I'll say wife, but I'm not ready to go through with this. this dude's trying to get out of his marriage.
Of course he is.
He's just trying to get out of it.
Shit. Piece of shit.
But then he says,
he finally took a look around and was like, I've been with this bitch my whole life.
And he says to her, look, after we get this divorce, I'm totally going to still live here. And you call me husband, I'll call you wife. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, no.
You're going to get the divorce, and he's going to back up that truck.
Yeah, he's fucking fucking at minute one.
Yeah.
He's fucking.
And then she's going to be going to a fortune teller.
Yeah.
Trying to get him
back. Basically trying to figure out how to get him back.
What do I have to do to get him back?
Well, actually, there's a lot of evil spirits going on.
Australian spirits. You need to blow this didgeridoo.
The Bridge of Gold. Can you get me the plot points for Mega Man?
You need to get me a solid gold didgeridoo.
There's a bad dragon that's flying around, breathing fire, and he has a girl in a castle or something. It's a whole thing. It's every Nintendo game, basically.
A didgeridoo. Oh, Jesus. That's a good place to get out on.
Get on that.
Fucking idiots. Listen, people, we hope you enjoyed today's podcast.
Nothing is more closed-minded than an open letter.
There you go. Ugh, yeah. You've said that many times.
Yeah, I've said that. It's not really true, but it's true sometimes. It sounds cool.
Yeah. Listen, people, come on back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. Remember, we got some things coming up. Tomorrow night, we are at the Draft House in the grill.
Green room.
Free show. Three guys on. The three of us will be here. Come on through. July 15th, I am going to do the open mic at the Improv. Andy is there when?
June 26th at the Improv Lounge, 8 o'clock. So come to that. It's on my website. Go to the website.
July 16th, the three of us are doing the show with Chris Milner. Say it up, Andy.
It's called Specific Ignorance at the Beer Baron in D.C. at 6:30 on July 16th.
Place with the stankinest bathrooms you'll ever go into.
Yeah. Cool bar, though. Yeah. It is actually a pretty cool bar.
Nice bar. The bathrooms just stank to be damned.
Yeah, well, you know, can't be perfect.
Yeah.
So but we're going to be there at 6:30. The three of us, us and Tim, also will be there for Specific Ignorance.
We'll be there.
It's like a fun game show, funny thing.
I will be at the Improv in August, starting on the 13th through that weekend. Five shows, six shows, something like that.
Joey Diaz.
It's a lot of shows. I'm there with Joey Coco Diaz. It'll be a great, funky, good time. Come on out. If you want us to come perform in your area, tell your local comedy club to look us up. Be sure to send us with some emails. Be sure to hit us with some reviews. Be sure to Stitcher, iTunes, hit us with reviews. Take the time.
Stitcher-a-do.
Review if we need it. It helps.
Yeah, it does help. We need to get back in the rankings or climb the rankings a little bit.
It helps.
We don't care. Just, you know, you don't have to write three paragraphs. Just quick, hey, I like this podcast.
Yeah.
These guys are cool.
Yeah, you're doing it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is weird because you're doing it on Twitter.
Well, some of them.
We appreciate
it. Some of the people who are, they also have done the reviews on Stitcher and iTunes.
Yeah,
but if you haven't, what are you waiting for, man?
Yeah. Yeah, support Wolf Cop. Support Wolf Cop.
That's been doing that too.
Yeah, support Wolf Cop. And come on back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And we are three guys on. Minus one, so there's only two of us bringing this thing home. That was our moment of silence.
Yeah, for everybody, all the sock puppets.
Right? All of them. That was our moment of silence.
No one stood up for us.
That was our moment of silence. And we are out. Come on back. There you are.